Hey, everybody, welcome to Mat Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian. I'm joined by the one, the only, Mr. Wonderful himself, Rich Stambolian.
Absolutely. Who do you think you are? I am. How's it going, Andrew?
You're remote today. You got a busy week. You got a busy day.
Yeah.
A lot going on in pro wrestling, obviously. It's never ending. This has been wild.
It's nuts, man. Well, from that standpoint, from like the analysis standpoint and the social media standpoint, a lot is happening, and it's making people go nuts.
It is making people go nuts, which I like. I like people going nuts.
Same here.
More nutty, the better. You know, we got a lot to talk about. I got to figure out where we're going to begin here, but there's a lot of news coming out of AEW, a lot of news coming out of WWE. Obviously, NXT, big shakeups happening at NXT with Worlds Collide happening next Sunday at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, which is nice. I like a nice matinee wrestling. Who doesn't?
The best.
Right? Who doesn't like a nice little matinee of wrestling? And then we got All Out. Are you coming over for this? What are we doing?
I think we're just
binging on wrestling all weekend next weekend? Because I'd love to do that.
We're going to have to. I feel like that's one thing we're going to have to do. It's a lot of wrestling. And like, listen, if you want to watch it together, I'm super down with that. We'll do some tweets. We'll do some eats.
Listen, all those UK dudes are going to be at the show. All the guys here are going to be at All Out. You know, we may need to do a show every single day.
I think we might have to do it. Very cool with that. We should do that. We should get MG on. We should get Jonathan on. We should get Horny Harry in the building and a lot of our regulars.
What if we did? Okay, so for the matinee, right? For the NXT Cardiff Worlds show. Collide show.
Or
Cardiff. What if we did it in the backyard?
I would love that.
With the stools, like with the backdrop that I have, I think that'd be awesome.
I would love that. That would be fantastic. I think we could do that.
Let's think about that.
We thought about it. It's great. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. So a lot to talk about, obviously. Guys, if you are new to the show, if you have not subscribed to the podcast or the video, do us a favor. Hit the subscribe button here on YouTube. You can subscribe to us for everywhere podcasts are available. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, whatever. Whatever your source. Spotify, we're on there. Wherever your podcast app is, use that and subscribe to us. All right. Where do you want to begin, Rich?
You want to just do the news because I feel like the Punk stuff is going to take up a decent chunk of time. Yeah. So let's knock this out. We've got some WWE news up top here. Jeff Jarrett is out.
No. WWE. Not Jeff Jarrett. Just Jarrett. Just Jarrett is out of WWE. You know, I wish you guys, I got to figure out a way for me to show my notes, right?
You can share your screen, right? At some point.
I don't want to on my Mac. This is a very naughty computer.
Mm-hmm.
Just flaccid images everywhere. Phallic images everywhere. Just Jarrett is out of WWE, according to our producer here.
J-U-S-T, Jarrett.
Go ahead. Sorry, Rich.
Just Jarrett is out of WWE. You know what's funny? Not to rag on MG, I feel like we've had a good time at his expense this morning, but he goes, at one point he's like, hey, I just fixed the notes. And I was like, I don't know, man. I see a ton of fuck-ups in there. I was like, not a knock on you. Like, you're helping us out here. A lot of fuck-ups in the notes, dude. Shit's misspelled. People aren't who they are. It's nuts, man. He said something about Dino Bravo. I'm like, what? All right, should we take it again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jeff Jarrett is out of WWE. The Road Dog has been rehired as an executive producer or as an executive to replace him.
Yeah, so is it a replacement? Because he was doing live events, and live events were doing pretty well. WWE's been on an incline since he took over live events. So I know that they... I don't know what the reason was. Maybe he didn't want to do it anymore. Maybe he saw a different opportunity come. Maybe, you know.
He made his nut on that last Ric Flair match. He was like, I never got to work again.
And not great.
So Vince also made his first public appearance since his retirement for his 77th birthday. John Cena and others were there. Was this a party? Do you think he had like a big congratulate me and love me party?
Yeah, he had a party. And it's so funny because... I got a message like before the New York Post put it out that morning. I got a message from like all my nightlife friends. They're like, oh, did you know Vince was in the city? I'm like, I didn't know. I have no idea. But he went to Waverly Inn, I believe, downtown.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Nice venue. I haven't been there in a long time, but a very nice place.
I actually walked by it yesterday.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
And that, what would you have done? You just see him. So also there was Brock Lesnar, Pat McAfee.
Oh, his boys.
You're walking by, and Lesnar was wearing his cowboy hat, by the way, the whole time.
Of course he was.
Yeah, wearing a cowboy hat. What would you have done? You see Brock Lesnar and Vince just walking by.
I don't know what I would do. I think I would honestly, like, I would do a wave, like a silent wave, and then do the picture motion. And then if they say yeah, I'd be like, cool. If not, I'd walk away and just, like, I don't know, like tip my hat or something stupid.
Tip my hat.
I wear fancy hats when I'm in the city, man. I don't know.
Okay, I get it.
What about you? What would you do? What would you have done?
Grab their butt and run. Little butt squeeze. I just bolt.
I think Lesnar would have chased you down. And
Had to have. He would have. He would have caught me. He would have hunted me down like the Predator. Mm-hmm. Per PW Insider, WWE will remain. Oh God, MG.
I told you, man. It's all right.
His brain is melting. So according to MG Geek, okay, not mm-hmm. not an official news source here. He's saying that TV PG-13 will be remaining for the foreseeable future. WWE will remain TV PG for the foreseeable future. 2 weeks ago, I think we spoke about this. In passing, that it was on hold. Yeah. Everything was on hold. PW Insider said there was smoke to this story, which there always was, because I saw it. I saw the freaking memo.
Ooh.
I had the memo. I still have it. I showed it to everybody. I showed it
you
to everybody. Everybody got
the
documents. I shared it with everybody. No, they're saying that, you know, they're staying to TVPG for the foreseeable future, but for TV. Now, that doesn't eliminate pay-per-views. Last night I spoke to somebody because I was confirming. I was like, hey, what is this for? Is this for TV? Is this for what does this mean? They said, well, right now, this is what it is. Whatever the statement is 100% accurate from PW Insider, which is 100% accurate because that's what was said. But there will be an opportunity, or could be an opportunity, for pay-per-views. I mean, that's fine. They do want to do something different. This whole TV-14 thing did not just come up in like a one-time meeting. There have been numerous conversations around this. A lot of the speculation was that this came from production. Production was getting tired of censoring the crowd or censoring, you know, certain moments. I don't know if that was the main catalyst to start this, but that was part of the reasoning. Also, it gives you a little bit more freedom to do some cooler stuff that you normally wouldn't do.
Exactly.
Here's the other thing. A lot of the Attitude Era was still TVPG, right? 2017 was 1997 was TVPG. A lot of 98 was TVPG. It wasn't going to change the show, but it was going to give them a little bit more freedom. So right now, Hunter's in, they're not doing it, but maybe they'll do it again.
You know, that stuff I find very interesting, and I always have, where it's like a lot of folks who watch wrestling are kind of really, really dialed into that Attitude Era. And really,
no,
you know, I think we're better off, man. You know what it is? It's like...
So.
What do you miss that you're not getting besides your puppies and all that nonsense?
Yeah.
And a lot of heavy sexual innuendo.
You know what it is? And listen, the Attitude Era had some unbelievable moments. And a lot of it was that it was so popular and liked because it was the first time you saw anything like this happen in
absolutely.
WWE, right? They went
bonkers. But they went with the time, right? Like in the age of like Jerry Springer and Richard Bay,
Howard
and
Stern,
shock jocks, Howard Stern. Yeah, absolutely. Like they were of the time.
I'm gonna say something that's gonna sink in with a lot of people and probably disappoint them. It wasn't the show that you were into. It was the time in your life.
Yes, okay?
They were those moments. For our age group, which a lot of the people that talk about the Attitude Era are between 34, 33, and 42, right? 46.
Sure.
This
era.
It was a pivotal point in most of our lives, right?
Yeah.
We're teenagers. It's a coming of age moment. It's more of the times than the actual thing. You're nostalgic for the feel of the moment, not the product. Does that make sense?
100%. Yeah, and I think you also have to throw Steve Austin in there because...
Well, listen, he's an anomaly, right? Rock, Steve Austin, Triple H, like, they did unbelievable stuff, but everything, like, there was a lot of bad there that you overlooked.
Yeah, because the bad, I feel like, didn't take up a lot of the show. You know what I mean? Like, Austin always had, like, three or four segments on whatever. Like, the show was, those shows were built around Austin, right?
Yeah. Austin McMahon, yeah, Rock.
Austin McMahon, Rock, like, all the corporation, like, all that stuff. What I always loved in my head that brings me such glee is when you would tune into Raw, you would hear the glass break, and then everybody in that arena shot up out of their chair, and a lot of folks had signs. I miss the arenas full of like dumb signs.
Oh, you got a ton in AEW now.
Yeah. But like that like kinetic energy, I think, is my favorite part of the Attitude Era. You know, like now you're not really getting that. But I think, you know, it's 22 years down the line. The crowds evolve. The wrestling evolves. I think it's an interesting state, especially we've changed as a society.
And listen, we're seeing Warner wants AEW to tone down the language, apparently. So we'll get to that, obviously. But it's I had no, like, personally, it doesn't matter to me if they're TV-14 or TV-PG. It doesn't matter. Like, I know that the big picture idea is it's not going to change anything for the most part. PG doesn't mean it's going to be, you know, nothing. You're still allowed to do a lot of stuff with PG. There's a lot of content on TV that's TV-14. It had nothing to do with advertising. It was literally a change that happened very fast. They wanted to do it. They were going to do it. I posted it. And then something happened. That's something I still don't know. I still don't know what that something was. I've never experienced anything like that with internal information or anything. First time it happened. So now we have an answer. Not happening.
Yeah. Why don't you read the next news bit, please?
Gigi Dolin suffer a concussion in the tag team tournament to win on SmackDown. There will be a last chance war. Why to replace them in the tournament?
It's beautiful. I think MG knows you're like a Ron Burgundy, where if anything is in the notes, you'll read it.
I'll read it.
Gigi Dolin suffered a concussion in the tag team tournament win on SmackDown. I don't know what the second part of that sentence means, but hey, listen, poor girl sucks.
Will be a last chance for war. Oh, four-way.
Four-way to replace them in the tournament. Okay.
All right, great job. SmackDown average rating was 2.084 million viewers on Fox, up 8.1% from the previous week. Let's see where this continues going. The show also featured Ronda Rousey getting arrested for the third time in her life.
Ridiculous, right?
Yeah. Sheamus won a fatal five-way in which Sami Zayn was the star in. Sami was so good over on that show. And Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns face off.
Great. I have no interest almost in the Roman Drew thing. I feel like he's going to get eaten alive, you know?
I don't know. I'm not. That is the one thing I'm very disconnected with. And I'm a fan of both those guys. I want new matches.
I want new matches, too. I think he's going to be the most over person on the planet at that Cardiff show.
Does he win? McIntyre. I mean, you're kind of like boxed in, right? Does he win that title? He should.
And send people home happy?
And send people home happy at the end of the day. You know,
does he get that moment and lose it on Raw?
No, I think he needs, you know, you dethroned him. And he could get it back at some point. But now it's the, will he beat him, won't he beat him once Drew has that title and you create this intrigue in it. I would have loved, you know, depending on the day, right? Like, have Roman Reigns hold that title for 1,000 days, right? Or have him drop the title. I could go both ways on this. But I think, you know, being in the UK, being in Wales, being in Cardiff, for Drew to win that title in front of 70,000 people, they'll probably announce 90,000 people, but 75,000, 70,000 people is a monumental moment in this company's history.
Yeah.
They don't go to the UK that often. It's not, they don't, they this is the first stadium show in the UK since 1992. So,
wow, yeah.
30 years ago. So, don't you want people to go home happy?
Oh, yeah. I think if you send people home happy, you put that title on Drew. But I say, I'm trying to remember who won and who lost. A few years ago, I think it was either Sheamus or Roman who won the title, and then immediately somebody won it back on Raw. I feel like they would do that with Drew. Like, Drew wins the title, Everybody goes home happy. 90,000 people go bananas in that arena. Monday yeah. night, cuts a promo, gets beaten by Roman.
I'm looking forward to that match actually now. You just convinced me to take back everything I said, how I wasn't invested in the match. Now I'm invested because now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? That is a very cool moment to have.
I'm also flip-flopping on what I said 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's know what? If they put the belt on him, that would be pretty cool.
Listen, I always say, you know, when it comes to this stuff, like, I don't really, like, I'm not married to my opinions with wrestling. Like,
yeah,
give me a better opinion, give me a better take, and I'll be like, yo, I'm cool. Like, you know what? That's a way better idea than what I thought should happen. Okay, cool. Like, I'm not married to anything. I don't, like, at the end of the day, like, I want it to be good. I just want it to be good.
It's pro wrestling. And also, at the end of, and I hate saying this because folks think I don't love wrestling, which I do. At the end of the day, who cares? You know?
Dude, like, I get it. I get it. I totally get it, too. At the end of the day, like, how does it, like, I love doing this because this is my therapy.
Absolutely.
Also, a couple bucks, you know, we can make a couple bucks doing this. But this is my, like, I love engaging with our follow, like, the chat room.
Yes.
I love doing all this. But I love holding a glass a little too long in my hand when I'm talking in front of my computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, does the timer run out yet? No, it didn't run out. Okay, just checking. What else do we have here?
It looks like
we'll skip the AEW news.
Yeah. So apparently, the AEW stuff I find fascinating. Stuff is quote unquote being leaked and rumored now more so than it ever has been, which I think is very interesting. It's not a big conspiracy, guys, but apparently AEW held a talent meeting before Wednesday's Dynamite to clear up communication issues.
Yeah.
And there was a WWE contract tampering.
Allegedly, yeah.
Allegedly, that was also addressed.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Tony spoke, the Bucks spoke, Kenny Omega spoke, but Kenny was the, like, the tough love guy. Kenny was very sharp with his words, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a rah-rah thing to motivate these guys. Like, you know, you need to do these. You need to be engaged. And the overall outcome of this was that a lot of people that went into this meeting feeling uneased about the current situation came out feeling much better. But there were still many people that do not feel a lot better about the situation. There's obviously issues happening everywhere. And listen, some of this has to do with the fact that you have very hungry young talent doing everything to make their careers work, right?
Right.
You also have veterans that you know, they know better and they are protecting their position also. It is pro wrestling 101. This is how it's always been. But WWE is a little bit better at keeping the information in, but they also run a much tighter ship from everybody that is, you know, that I've spoken to. WWE, like, a lot of the conversations that happen in AEW would never happen in WWE, especially with the conversations that the approach to people have to Tony Khan with ideas and booking and match. Like, they would never do that because they have a structure put in place. AEW didn't have a structure. Now they do. They have Pat Buck, you know, working there with them. They have Sanjay working there with them. They've created a structure, and they're trying to get people to follow the process. I think this is great for the long run, but the short term, this stuff, it's interesting to people. It's fun for people to talk about, but it's never a positive when people are more invested in the backstage issues than what's happening on your TV. That is very WCW 2000-ish, in my opinion.
I agree with you 100%.
I'm not saying that is the truth. I'm not saying, but, you know, it's a slippery slope when people are more engaged in all the backstage drama than what's happening on your TV. I don't want that to become the narrative with this company at all. I don't think it's a fair narrative to have for a three-year-old company that's done great business and great stuff for the last 3 years. However, they got to fix these issues.
They're still having growing pains. You know, it is still a young company. You know, like, you can't really make a comparison to WWE. WWE has been around for ages, right? AEW is still a new thing, and, you know, like all new things, it's creating itself.
Honeymoon's
right?
over, course, baby.
Do you think the honeymoon's over?
I think the honeymoon's over.
From, I think, like, a lot of the stuff we hear from the backstage reports, I feel like a lot of it is BS, you know, like telephone, tele-wrestler type stuff. Like, oh, I heard this happen. I heard this happen. I heard that happen. But at the end of the day, it's Tony Khan's sandbox, right?
Yeah.
I think he's a very unique person that has some kind of like weird plan in his head, maybe. We talked about this the other day. I also think a lot of this stuff started coming out after the Cody departure. I think Cody was a little bit of that executive glue that held certain things together, right? Because he brought a bit of that corporate WWE prestige, son of Dusty Rhodes, you know? Yeah. And now with the guy gone, that's kind of when all these backstage reports started coming out and rumors, right?
Cody leaving, MJF, you know, they've had numerous issues here. It hasn't been an easy 2022 for them whatsoever, you know? And from talking to a lot of people, you know, a lot of people looking forward to this pay-per-view happening and moving past the pay-per-view because there's plans beyond this. They're looking forward to that. They feel that, you know, the fall is going to be their momentum. They're going to pick up that momentum again in the fall. Momentum drops in the summer. Ratings drop in the summer. That's always right. A thing. But they have to be careful with the, you know, obviously leaks happening. They have to be careful with the way they're presenting talent. A lot of eyes on them. And especially now, they're going into a contract negotiation year, right? They need to re-up that contract. They have to know what's going on. The networks are going to have their eyeballs on everything because they don't want to pay them more. Obviously, you want to get the best deal possible. So they have to really up these numbers. I think sitting at a million is very healthy for them.
Yeah, for sure.
And they do it every single week in the fall. I think they have the ability to.
I agree with you. I think there's like an interesting hump that, you know, the shows have been good, you know, and like it's a solid wrestling show. It's a great alternative. You know, it's just interesting, like how on a Wednesday night from 8 to 10, they're not hitting over a million every week.
No, this was their highest total audience since February 9th. And I think their demo was since I can't remember the demo, actually. I was going to say July, but that doesn't sound right.
Sure.
So they got to, you know, they got to be careful. So we had that happen, right? Dave Meltzer reported in the Wrestling Observer newsletter that Warner Brothers Discovery has asked AEW to tone down the language.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
Yeah, why not, right?
You know,
like a lot of S words and P words, and
it's a lot. It's a lot.
I feel like there were a couple of F bombs too, right? Or am I wrong about that?
They censored it. The MJF one. Yeah, they censored it. Yeah. Eddie Kingston was suspended for an altercation with Sammy Guevara. What do you make of this?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Is this a work?
No. Shoot? This is legitimate. Yeah.
Like he had a backstage thing with this guy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Again, I think a lot of stuff that we hear is like half BS, half real, but why not? You know, give Eddie Kingston a couple of days off. Suspension's over. I couldn't have told you if he was suspended, right?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people did until it came out, and then people started digging, right? And they discovered, like, okay, there's some heat here. The Thunder Rosa is injured and cannot defend the title at All Out. An interim title will be created. Fatal 4-Way. It'll be Britt Baker, Jamie Hayter. Jamie's looking excellent. She's really becoming someone in that company. Toni Storm and Shida. This has to be Tony's title. Tony probably will get this title. I hope she does.
I think so.
This Thunder Rosa stuff is interesting too. You know, I feel bad for everybody involved because it is a very difficult job. There's a lot of pressure on you, and the internet fuels a lot of this. Now, we've heard the rumors, Britt Baker. I mean, I don't want to get into the drama, actually. I think that's all right. Silly shit. I don't like going into the drama. I want to talk about wrestling. But, you know, I hope they all work it out. That's all.
Yeah, same here. Let's see what else we got here. Do you want to jump into Raw?
What did you think of the show? Yeah, let's go into some of the moments because there were some key moments here.
You know what? This show did not really hold my interest. The two things I really like, I've come around to Judgment Day big time.
Really? You were not a fan of them initially?
Not a fan of them initially. I've come around to them a lot. I think it's a little more edgier. I think we're going to get some more fun stuff out of it. But I think the big thing that, you know, I don't think would have happened in Vince's day, which was 6 weeks ago, maybe, you had a giant return for Johnny Gargano. and the crowd was into it.
They were, yeah. So,
you know,
I do want to say, what do you think of romantic novel Undertaker in Judgment Day?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Romance, right? Okay. Romance Taker? Yeah. Fantastic.
Romance
Give
Taker
me more
Silk
shirts. I'm going to start dressing like that.
Dude, he needs, that's all he has to wear from now on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just look like a cover of a romance novel. So Johnny Gargano debuted, big return, in a feud with Austin Theory. I think that's great.
Great. Do you think he somehow gets the briefcase from Austin Theory?
No, probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. But I'll tell you this, you know, I posted in the morning on Twitter that USA had planned to go limited commercials for hour three. So,
okay.
But they were not aware of what was happening. Everybody was kept in the dark. Fox had no clue, and USA had no idea that Johnny Gargano was returning.
Okay.
So they kept everybody in the dark with this. They did a good job of keeping this a secret. They tried to get it. They were working on this for a little bit of time. I don't know if today was the original day that they had. Monday was the original day that they wanted, considering they were in Cleveland 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. That would have made more sense, I guess.
Yeah. But good
strange.
Stuff.
Yeah. Good. I'm happy for him, man. I feel like the Triple H thing is kind of working out for these guys. And I feel a bunch of people online have posted, like, what's the big deal about the Triple H stuff? It's only returns for people I don't care about.
Okay. Then it's not. Then you don't like it. All right. Cool. Then it's not doing it for you. But it's doing it for a lot of other people, right? Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I hate that shit. Like, you're so excited about something. I'm like, who cares? What a shit response.
I don't know. Well, we'll get into it with the Dynamite stuff, because I don't know what people want. I mean, like, not that I should know what people want, but I don't know what people want when it comes to wrestling. NXT Worlds Collide main event. They were set up Bron Breakker versus Tyler Bate to unify both NXT titles. Mandy Rose versus Miko Satomura versus Blair Davenport to unify the women's title. And
do you know Miko Satomura was on Nitro in 1996?
Oh, she must have been like a teenager.
17, probably.
Yeah,
she's
right?
42 now.
Crazy.
She was like 17, or she could have been 16 when she debuted. Because she was 13 when she debuted in, like, wrestling. Unbelievable, though.
And Wendy Choo defeated Tiffany Stratton in a lights out match. Fun match.
Fun match.
I like the Wendy Choo stuff. I think it's funny. It's very entertaining.
She has Wendy Choo is. I'm a fan of hers now.
Yeah, she's got the good Atama gimmick. Just,
you know where she's
sleeping.
From?
Where?
Queens, New York, baby.
Yeah, Bayside.
Yep, she's from Bayside. She went to Cardozo. We went to the same school.
Wow.
Wendy and I could be friends.
Sure. Whatever happened to the David Arquette thing? Did you? What happened to your manifestation?
I was told to stop manifesting it, and that it wouldn't be a good manifestation by a pro wrestler. So I followed that.
Oh,
order.
It wasn't your wife who was like, stop manifesting this. I don't want David Arquette in my house.
It was not. No, it was not my wife, but I absolutely love that Wendy Choo's from Bayside. Somebody message Wendy Choo. Somebody tell her, hey, listen, you know, Andrew Zarian's from Bayside, and then ask her if she really likes Press 195.
He
Ask
wants to be friends.
I will manifest that friendship with Wendy Choo. Watch. And we'll wear it like onesies. It'll be a thing.
I'd like to see you in a onesie.
Like a unicorn one?
Yeah, sure. Whatever onesie you got. I'd like cool. Spider-Man pajamas, whatever you got.
All right, perfect.
Want to go into Dynamite?
Let's do it.
Chris Jericho and Daniel Garcia face-to-face. Out comes Danielson, who ends up challenging Jericho at All Out. I like this little storyline that they built here with Daniel Garcia having to choose between being a wrestler and a sports entertainer.
I think it's cool. I think they've done a good job.
Meta.
With this. You know, have they cooled off on Wheeler Yuta or no?
I don't know, man. I think, again, it's the growing pains of this huge-ass roster, right? Where, you know, 1 week you'll see Yuta and Claudio, and the next week you won't. And 1 week you'll see Malakai Black, and the next week you know what I mean? Like, so
they need TV for Ring of Honor. That's at the end of the day, a lot of these problems are going to be alleviated when they get TV for Ring of Honor. And I think so. I don't know what the hell's going on with that. I'm actually shocked at the fact that they still don't have any kind of TV.
plans are probably in place.
I'm sure they've been in place. I know they've been working on it for a long time. It's just, why wouldn't you just do a digital thing?
That's going to be a fun roster, you know, once they kind of settle it. I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind seeing some of the, like the AEW originals go to that roster, you know, just to get like a little extra, ground and pound in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
have I think they'll do that.
Do their reps. Jay Lethal beat Dax Harwood. Great match.
Very good match.
Great ending. Dax is fantastic.
You like him in a singles position, no?
I kind of want to see him have like a small singles run, you know?
Yeah.
Thunder Rosa was backstage with Tony Schiavone. She revealed she relinquished the AEW women's title due to injury. That's a shame, but we're going to get that four-way out of it, so that's going to be fun. We had Colton Gunn defeating his dad, Billy Gunn, with acclaim.
I just shared a picture with you of Billy. How monstrous is this guy's size?
Yeah, immortal.
Like, it's actually unbelievable. Like, he's in that ring. He's like 59, 58. Is he 60 yet? He's up there.
He's 59.
He looks unbelievable.
6'5".
He's moving great. And you got to remember, this guy's been wrestling for like forever, right?
90s, right?
In the 90s. In WWE, he was always a big guy, but you never realized how freaking big he was. Because it's the land of the freaking giants.
Yeah.
He's 58. He's
still gigantic. Would you be upset if at some point, for 1 week, Billy Gunn held that AEW title?
They'll never do it because, you know what? They could come up with a great story. They could come up with some sort of story where, you know, he's never gotten that world title. And now, like, he's in these great matches. If he could do it, I don't know if he can. I don't know if he wants to, you know, even do it. But, you know, I'm so impressed by the dude that he's there. And obviously, he's putting his kids over. He wants the success for his kids. But fascinating guy. They tried multiple times with him.
Also super over. You know, you hear Jim Ross talk about that guy where it's like he was truly a once in a lifetime talent. You know, where like he picked up everything quick. He was going to be their guy until the extracurricular stuff caught up to him, right?
By the way, Roman Reigns is 6'3" and so is Billy Gunn. So it's just unbelievable in size. It's the extra size that really sets him over the edge.
The extra little bit. Yeah. We also had Dr. Britt Baker defeating Kylan King. All right. Good match. Right. I like to see Britt Baker. I think Britt Baker should be on TV every week.
Yeah, 100%.
You had, and this kind of came out of nowhere, right? AEW World Championship Unification match. Jon Moxley beating CM Punk to become the undisputed champion. Kind of over before it began, right? Like, would you call this a squash match?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. Yeah. So the story is this: this came up at the last minute, right? There were some issues with the finish of what they had planned for All Out. This is how it was explained to me, and Mox was very hands on with this. With how this happened. And, you know, a lot of the justification is like, you can't, if you keep doing 30 minute matches, it's people expect it. So sometimes you got to keep people on the edge. I don't know. I'm in the middle on this. I didn't love it when I saw it. I'll tell you that much.
Mm-hmm.
I did not care for it when I saw it, but I rewatched it this morning and I was like, okay, you know what? I understand what they're trying to do. I just hope it works in the long run, you know, after next Sunday. If it makes as much sense as it does to me now.
So folks were very confused about this. A lot of people didn't like it. A lot of people tuned out after this happened. But I want to kind of go back to what you said before earlier in the show, where it's dangerous when the backstage stuff becomes the focal point as opposed to the wrestling. I think this match was mired in what folks thought was the backstage drama that surrounded CM Punk, right?
Yes.
And the match kind of almost played out to those expectations, right? Punk hits him to a kick to the head. He tweaks his ankle, right?
on the other foot that he was on, which is the bad foot. A lot of people thought he screwed that up. I saw it also. They're like, you know, they're like, oh, he sold the wrong foot. He kicked with one foot and he sold the foot that was on the... I'm like, have you ever tried to kick with a broken foot? Like, Rich, how many times did you sprain your ankle and you had to throw a freaking kick?
Oh, a million times. A million times. Legs are all,
brutal.
My legs are all fucked up. So,
So he didn't screw it up, but you're absolutely right. A lot of the mystique of what happened previous week played a huge part here. Hangman, by the way, was not on the show because he's sick. So it wasn't... Right. He was supposed to be on the show this week. But, you know, the speculation was, is this a punishment? Is this a ratings ploy? Which I just saw. Pablo in the chat room just wrote that. Was it a ratings ploy? Did they not want to do business with each other? Are they going to introduce a third person in this match? Is Hangman involved? Where's MJF? You know, these are great questions, but a lot of this, like, if this had just happened without Punk cutting that promo on Hangman and doing that whole thing last week, I think the surprise factor would have been far more positive. Wow, yes. Look what they did, right? Instead, we got a lot of confusion here.
Yeah, and also, like, is it too meta to be like, oh, Punk twisted his heel. Is this a heel turn? You know, like,
yeah,
again,
I saw all that shit, yeah.
I'll agree with you 100% that this was one of those instances where it was like, if it was done a different way, it would have been way more enjoyable. Instead, I think it left a weird taste in people's mouths. But again, you know, going from the perspective that we were both talking about, where it's like, you know what, who cares? They did it. Mox is the champ, official two-time champ. And the plan going forward is still for them to main event All Out. Like, how do you see that play out?
Maybe you add a stipulation. I think you would have to add a stipulation. But listen, with the match, they told a great story here, right? And
yeah,
Mox's promo before and after last week's promo, and then the promo after, pretty much saying, it's my time. You know, I wonder if that was a little bit of a Triple H thing, you know, my time is now. You know, they're telling the story that this guy is the man right now in pro wrestling, which, by the way, I agree with. There's nobody doing as much as he is in pro wrestling. This guy's wrestling on the indies.
Yeah.
He's wrestling here. He's wrestling there. He's bleeding all over the place. He's their world champion. He has really been, the last 2 years has been this unbelievable John Moxley legacy run where, you know, he's solidifying what people will talk about in 10 years.
And absolutely. And
unbelievable work. But here's what I, when you were watching a match, right?
Yeah.
You picked up on the psychology. Punk has a bad leg. Did he, and then talking about on commentary, did he come back too soon?
Right,
and John Moxley's this vicious animal now, just plowing through everybody. The match told the story and the setup. It's just everything else that happened kind of muddied it a little bit.
It kind of mired it a little bit from that standpoint. And also, like, you got to not forget that this dude has come so far on the mic where a good John Moxley promo is leaps and bounds ahead of anybody who could get on the microphone, you know? And there's a reason why these guys are, like, at the top of AEW, you know? Like, a lot of the top talent have the perfect combination of in-ring and mic skills, you know? And something like this, like, I think he out-talked Punk for the last few weeks.
Yeah. No, I think so too. I'm curious. I'm dying to see how that building reacts to it. You know, they are in Chicago.
You think it's one of those, again, send them home happy where Punk wins in his hometown? I think it's going to be a heel turn, dude. I think it's going to be a straight up heel turn. And I think I want to say, and I don't know if I'm reading into this too much, but I want to say Punk is a creative guy. Who knows if he didn't turn around and say, I'm going to make these people boomy in my hometown, which would almost, you would think, would be impossible, right?
He's a very smart guy. I just hope that everybody does business. That's all.
Do business. You
know? Everybody does business.
Let's do some business. So like that was, I didn't mind.
Hold on,
it.
Rich.
I liked it.
Rich, yeah. Hold on. It's over.
Hold on.
You ready?
Are we done? Yeah.
We're done. Okay. See you guys. See you next time. Goodbye.
This is like the Daffy Duck. This is like the Daffy Duck bit. Oh, no.
Well, Rich, it's you and me.
I'm back. I'm back. It didn't work. It didn't work.
It just made you sleepy and hungry.
It just made me really sleepy and hungry. Didn't work. Sorry, guys. Maybe next time. Sorry, Rich.
All right. Let's see. What else we got here?
Let me go here.
Ricky Starks cut a promo challenging Hobbs at All Out. Great. And your main event, which was effing awesome. AEW Trios Championship Tournament, United Empire defeated Death Triangle. Fantastic match. A lot of great high spots. A lot of wacky shit. You know what I mean? Like, Ospreay Phoenix, I could watch forever. And them confronting the Bucks and Kenny at All Out. I think that might be match of the night.
Kenny cut a great promo. No, aren't they wrestling next week?
Is it next week or is it the week? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're wrestling next week.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, great match.
Tournament's not over.
No. People are very... No. Tournament's not over. Next week, one more week. Ospreay is that next guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you have an opportunity with him. I don't know if politics will play in part of what he does with you guys, but you really have to start putting some focus on that guy, too. I think him and Kenny will have a great program. Maybe that's the match at... You know what? Maybe that's the match at Grand Slam.
That would be fun. JR was really blowing up Ospreay on commentary, as he should, you know. He loves birds. I don't think they addressed that, how he had a ridiculous match with Okada at the end of the G1. Hmm. You know, but great, great match. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see him and Kenny get together because he was like the Kenny replacement, right? In New Japan?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of, sort of. He also changed his style a little bit. He got beefier, mm-hmm. you know.
But he can still fly, man.
Yeah, big time.
Dude can still fly.
He's 31. In his 20s. No, yeah? He's in his... Yeah, I think so. Ospreay.
Question of the day. How old is Will Ospreay?
29. Yeah, 29 years old. May 7, 1993. He's a Taurus like me.
Good for him. We got Rampage tonight. Continuing the Trios Tournament, House of Black versus Dark Order, John Silver, Alex Reynolds, and TBD. I feel like it's going to... Well, is Colt Cabana still in the Dark Order, or is he just done?
Colt was on their video game video, I think he's in Ring of Honor now.
Okay.
Whatever.
Getting Sammy and Tay Mello versus Ortiz and Ruby Soho. TNT Championship, Wardlow versus Ryan Nemeth, Jade Cargill. And Claudio versus Dustin for the Ring of Honor World Championship. I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be awesome.
Goldust versus Cesaro for the Ring of Honor title. Think of that.
So great.
Amazing.
So great. What if they put the belt on Dustin like at some point? Does he have one last run where Tony Khan's like, hey, buddy, you deserve it?
I think he would have to go back to the natural, and he would have to only do like chain wrestling.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. Dynamite next week, Bryan Danielson versus Jake Hager, Tony Storm and Hikaru Shida versus Dr. Britt Baker and Jamie Hayter. That's going to be a fun Dynamite. That's the go-home show, right?
That is the go-home for All Out, which we're not going to be there this year, but you got your tickets for Arthur Ashe, right?
Oh, I did.
I'm still waiting to get mine.
I got two tickets, baby.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to get mine. They're very expensive this year.
Yeah, the good seats are shot up in price big time. I did not. I got cheapos, man. $55 each.
Yeah, the seats that I paid like $80 for last year are now $158.
I'm going to bring my opera glasses.
Just do that. AEW All Out card, somewhat solidified here. Bryan Danielson, Chris Jericho, into it. AEW World Trios Finals, into it. AEW Interim Women's Championship, Tony Storm, Dr. Britt Baker, Jamie Hayter, and Shida, into it. Jungle Boy Christian, you know, this kind of took a back seat, which is a fine middle match. I'm looking forward to it. FTR and Wardlow, Jay Lethal, Motor City and Machine Guns. This is so much better.
Super into it.
Okay. Oh, I'm not going to ruin the surprise of who TBD was, which a lot of you could go and read for Rampage. FTR and Wardlow, better team. You know, now you're setting up FTR and Motor City Machine Guns for the Ring of Honor titles. Jay Lethal could be a challenger for Wardlow's title. You're doing all the right stuff here.
Great. Cool. Yeah. And fine. You know what? We're going to get eventually the Motor City Machine Guns versus the Bucks on AEW at some point.
I'm into it. You know? Totally into
Generation
it.
Me style.
Casino ladder match.
Yeah.
Maybe some surprises there. Maybe some returns there. AEW World Tag Team Championship. Swerve in Our Glory versus the Acclaimed. Ricky Starks and Powerhouse Hobbs.
Great.
I had to sneeze. Sorry about that. In the main event, which he did not add to this. World title match. John Moxley. And CM Punk, as of right now.
As of right now. You know, I do think Hangman should be added to that match.
What? He's not on this card, is he?
Not on the card. I think that's very weird that he's not on this card, and he should be. I think...
Where are the Bucks? Oh, the Bucks are in the trio. Sorry. But yeah, Hangman. Yeah. Why isn't Hangman here? You know, the other question now lies, MJF? Do we get a debut? Do we get a new debut? Somebody that we have not seen in that company? Do we get MJF returning? You have to do it. Like, it's time. I don't know... I know that they had problems and they turned into a work and whatever it is, they gave him time off. I don't know what's going on here. He has not been seen since May 28th or the following day, whatever that Wednesday was. So what do you do here? You bring him in and at the end, you bring him in the middle, you interrupt the match, you cost CM Punk the title in Chicago, you cost Moxley the title. What do you do?
Here we go.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Schmoz finish to the Mox Punk. This is how Chicago turns on CM Punk.
Okay.
Schmoz finishes at the end of the match. Moxley has him dead to rights. And they go classic pro wrestling, hooded, masked person with a chair. Boom, boom. Chair shots to Mox, gets hit with the GTS. There's the pin. Big reveal. It's MJF. And the show goes off the air with MJF and CM Punk shaking hands. And the crowd goes ballistic.
All right. All right.
What do you think? What would you do?
I don't know. I really don't. I really have no... I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
Seth Rollins show up.
Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins show up. Yeah. The Druids. Sacrifices. Austin comes in with an ATV. You know, we could do all of it. I don't know. I'm looking forward to the show for sure. Also, we have, which we did not touch here, NXT Worlds Collide. This is the first NXT show that I'm looking forward to in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Very into Bron Breakker and Tyler Bate to unify the UK title and the NXT championship. Okay.
We did talk about this.
Did we talk about it?
Yeah, we talked about it.
No, I didn't, but I didn't go into detail. No, we didn't go into detail. I just wanted to touch this.
A lot
of people are speculating that Triple H brings the old brand back, the black and gold. Do you think we see that happen?
No, I think it's going to be 2.0, but a different, like, they're going to put another coat of paint on it. You know,
they have to. Yeah. All right. I just wanted to touch on that. I don't remember talking about this, and I think it's
I think you zoned out because you jumped your toaster into your waiting pool.
I think that. All right, boys and girls, Q&A time. Submit your questions here, and we will do our best to answer them.
All right. If you guys want to support the show, you could super chat us. Your question will be bumped to the front of the line. Any amount is cool. Daddy-o's. This is $4.99 from Matt Reichel. Thanks, Matt. Good morning, Andrew and Rich. I can actually listen live. Do you guys think Cody and Bray will return in Cardiff?
Cody's injury. When did he get hurt? Do you remember the date? Was it May?
8 weeks ago.
8 weeks ago? No, he's far out. He still needs way more time. I don't see Cody returning. You know, Bray's a big question. A lot of people are speculating. There was a hand on Raw. Did you see the hand on the wall?
I did not see the hand.
There was a backstage brawl, and there was a hand on the wall, and a lot of people were saying, is that Bray's hand?
All right.
You know, Bray Wyatt is a WWE act. I think it's a important WWE act. Yes. They could do it. I think Bray definitely should return to that company.
Do you team him with Judgment Day?
No, maybe he becomes a catalyst. He becomes like he teams with Edge to take them on.
That would be cool.
And it becomes a vampire. What is he? What is the Fiend?
I think he's like a dark dimension dweller.
He's a dark dimension dweller. And Edge is a vampire, right?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Edge is a vampire. The Fiend is like a Stranger Things.
The Fiend is Vecna.
Yes.
He's from the Upside Down. That my kids freaking love Stranger Things, by the way. Do you know that's cool. Our Halloween outfits?
Oh, yeah. What are you going to be?
I'm Hopper. I'm Hopper. Jess is Winona Ryder. And then Taylor's going to be 11. And Hunter does not want to be any of the kids. He wants to be a Demogorgon.
Oh, awesome.
He wants to be that, you know, the monster. This. There. So they're very into it. So am I. I absolutely love that show. But Yeah, he isn't upside down. The Fiend isn't upside down. He's a circus demon.
We got another $5 from Shreya Hashemi. Fantasy AEW booking as Vince with voice, Mox versus Punk with MJF at All Out.
All right. Hashemi's going to make me lose my voice for the rest of the day, but I'll do it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So what am I doing? I'm booking it, or I'm telling the match, or I'm calling the match?
Your fantasy booking as Vince. Pac, okay. Mox versus Punk with MJF.
Then John Moxley, you're going to take a plant and hit him in the head. CM Punk is going to go to the outside, and I'm going to do the count. One, two, now you got it. There you go. Actually, I'll call it. John Moxley with a plant on to CM Punk. Is this it? Does he have one, two? No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't got it.
I would do that as a kid, and my mother would freaking lose her mind and throw like the slipper. You know, she would lose her mind because when I would play with the toys, I was always doing the Vince McMahon commentary. And then he's got him. What?
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Greatest Connecticut.
Greatest Connecticut.
Kyle Masters, $5 here. what's up, boys? Hope that both of you are doing well. Love you both. Thanks, man. Thanks for the
thank you,
wishes.
Dude. Hashemi's still on our screen.
Oh, somebody's got to get rid of that. We got a $4.99 from Ryan Martins. I think that replaced it on the screen, right?
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Do you suspect any gimmick changes for certain talent after Clash, like Asuka or Alexa Bliss with Triple H in charge? Leave Asuka alone. I think Bliss. Again,
yeah, leave Asuka alone.
I think Bliss needs a new coat of paint.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Alexa Bliss, for sure. There's a couple Doudrop, you know? What was wrong with Piper? I guess yeah. You can't have two Pipers in that company, multiple Pipers in that company, you know.
You're a Doudrop.
You're a Doudrop. What a stupid freaking name. Why? 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 You know, like, why would you offer that? I think we're going to definitely see some gimmick changes.
You're a Doudrop.
When I look at you, I see Doudrop is your name. Give me another terrible name. Who else did I have there? Give me another bad name. And you're...
What was Pete Dunne's Butch?
Butch, and you're a Butch.
You're a Butch. You're a Butch. Just like, okay, man.
You know, that's what he was doing at dinner all night last night?
Just doing a... tuna tartare.
It's the weirdest thing. That's how he orders food.
And you're Happy Corbin.
Mm. Oh, you're Happy Corbin, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just for us. I know you guys probably hate this bit, but Rich and I are so into it.
What a fucking psychopath. mm-hmm. That's legit. That's backstage shit. They're like, oh, you're going to be Happy Corbin. Yeah. Madcap Moss is your buddy. Friends.
He's a madcap. He's a madcap.
The madcap, whatever that
Give me
means.
Another terrible name they have there.
So you're going to, Tommaso Ciampa, you're going to be the mole man.
You're from the center of the earth.
We're going to have to take the sewers to get to you. What a nut, huh?
What a nut. Love it.
We got $1.99 here from Matthew Makowski.
Matthew McConaughey.
Hi, man. How sensational is Edwin Diaz is... intro live.
How sensational. Fantastic. I love it. He comes out to the Narcos theme. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. By the way, Jason DeGrom, good night last night. The Mets won.
Yep.
We're very into it here in Queens right now. They're two games ahead, but they have a good couple days of games. They need to sweep the Rockies and then go and beat the Dodgers, which is going to be very difficult.
I might try to hit up Bob for tickets for Sunday's day game.
Huh. Okay. Do it. Hit him up.
I will. This is from Heather Goats. When do you think Charlotte will be back?
That's a great question, Heather. I don't know. She's been doing stuff. I think she was doing like media stuff. I don't know why she's not there. She's not on this card, huh?
No. Interesting. She's been away for a while. I think like the marriage and time off.
Sometimes you need time off, man. It's a very grueling job.
Johnny Gargano, you make pizzas.
I'm gonna
call you Johnny Pepperoni.
Oh man.
Andrew Zarian, the Kingsman, asks, any update on when the draft is going to take place?
So, I would say not anytime soon. It was originally reported that it was going to happen on the 9th. So, SmackDown on the 9th, and I believe the 12th is Raw Monday. Monday happens to be the first night of Monday Night Football. So, not a good idea to put the draft there. You know, when I spoke to someone, they mentioned that they felt that after football season. That and I was told this twice. Now, I can't confirm it because I didn't hear from anybody else, but I was told possibly after football season would be when they would do it. I believe Sean put out an update on Fightful saying that, the draft, it looks like the date has been moved. There were arrangements. People were going to be from Raw. They were going to be on Friday Night SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know beyond, like, they moved it, you know? We would have known by now. And it's not on any network schedule, let me tell you that. I know for a fact they don't have it on their calendar. So
interesting.
Unless they're kayfabing everybody and they're being very secretive about this stuff, or it's just not on the calendar.
It could be both.
By the way, I got to say, on We're Live, Pal, I mentioned in passing that WWE is very interested in Jonah.
Yes.
And I, you know, like I was told this specifically a couple of weeks ago that he's somebody, there was a lot of regret when he got released. I'll tell you that. A lot of people were surprised when he got released because
they were
very high on him. You don't really get a guy that size that has that ability, you know, that he had. And when he was released, people were very surprised by it. Now I can't do it. See, my voice is done. And I was told that, you know, on the list of people on that top of that list, they would love to have Jonah back if they can. I don't know his contract situation, but his performance in the G1 was unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's a guy, you know, he had a great G1. He's been working very hard. And I was messaged after I said that because it got picked up on a couple sites by numerous people saying, yep, that is, I could confirm that. So they want him. I don't know what his deal is, and I don't know if he wants to go back, but I would imagine that he would get a nice push if he did.
I think so. They need, like, they need big dudes, right?
They love big dudes.
Always need the bigger guys. Here is a $9.99 from Ryan Martins. Will, with Triple H in charge, do you know if the third-party ban is being lifted? I saw Drew Gulak on Twitch streaming the other day, and Sheamus announced his Celtic Warrior workouts are returning.
Yeah, that's a rumor that they are allowing them to do separate things. Now, I don't know with the financials, like how the deal is, but I think I would expect they're going to be, you know, a lot of, you know, the reason is not that they don't want them to make money. Or want them to do it in WWE. It's the reason is the lack of control over, you know, AJ Styles sitting in front of a computer streaming and answering questions to people. That's the big problem here. So if they could come up with a system that works for everybody, I think they're going to. You're more likely to have this happen now than you ever did. Vince was totally against any of this.
Joel says Nikki Cross is uploading content to her YouTube channel as well.
Yeah, so it seems like it's softly coming back, which is great. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks, Joe.
Good for them. Jor Pearl.
Do you think, this is from Heather, do you guys think Enzo and Cash will ever come back to WWE?
You know what? I'm going to say yes. Confidently, I'll say yes.
I'll say yes to, you know, overact Triple H's guys, right? Like, didn't Triple H have the biggest hand in getting Enzo his shot?
Yes, he did. I'm just going to hold my toaster here for the rest of the show, okay?
NYC Demon Diva, fight me,
you
Zarian.
Know what? I dare you to come here. I dare you to come here. I will Cuisinart you.
How about next weekend we get Issa to come to the studio and hang out with us while we watch?
Yeah, Issa, come here. No, Issa, come over.
Hey, come here.
Do me a favor, Issa.
Hey, come here.
You see that little puddle over there? Just stand in that puddle, in that little kiddie pool, that shallow. Just stand there for a second. And then, bam, I throw this inside.
Everybody gets zapped with a toaster at Andrew's house.
Yeah.
Let's
see. You want to hear my Bad Bunny impersonation?
Let's do them. Go ahead.
It's a little offensive. Very authentic Puerto Rican.
Go for it.
Okay. I don't want you guys getting, I don't want to be canceled because of it. I don't want Issa to be offended, but it's a really good Bad Bunny, very great Puerto Rican accent. You ready?
It's me, Bad Bunny. Listen, I'm performing at Yankee Stadium. Come see me. Don't come see me. I don't care.
There you go. How do you like that?
That's pretty great. It's like a Dr. Fauci and Bernie Sanders.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think that's a great Bad Bunny. Doesn't he sound like that?
I'm asking you for a final time. Give me all your money.
By the way, that album is fantastic. That latest Bad Bunny album is great.
Shin has recorded it for blackmail purposes, apparently.
He goes, bye.
That's it. You're done. My Bad Bunny impression?
Oi.
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 That's also my Pitbull impression.
Oh, yeah, you do a good Pitbull. Do it. Issa, can I sing the whole song to you? I want to...
It's got to happen in person. It's got to happen in person. You have to do, a whole, piece for Issa, because all you've been doing is... you've been ducking the fight.
Yeah.
And you've been insulting her country.
Listen, I got two Puerto Rican kids. What do you want from me?
Okay.
Very, very also. Issa, listen, when are you back? We need to hang out. She's one of my favorite people in wrestling. You know why? Because she's fucking bonkers. Why? She's crazy.
Everybody's bonkers.
She doesn't give a shit. Love it. Okay, get back to questions in the queue. Thank you. Sorry.
All right. Has anybody, this is from the Llama Whisperer, has anybody here tried saying "Scissor Me Daddy" to a random person yet?
I say it randomly to everybody. That's how I greet you. And then Rich takes his leg and he puts it on top, and then we just combine into one. That's how we fuse. Yeah, that's how we fuse. We go for the real thing.
It's not the finger thing.
Yeah,
it's just leg on leg action.
Yeah. And then we merge into one human.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. This is from Balor Club guy. It's from Balor Club guy. What up, guys? How cool was Kip Sabian's return this past Wednesday on Dynamite? Also, I hope we get Kip versus Pac at All Out for the All Atlantic Championship.
I think we are. Aren't we getting that?
Probably. I like Kip's new look.
Yeah, he, I can't now. The Bad Bunny, the Fauci, I can't do it now. I think it's time to do something with him. He's been doing nothing. He's been there forever. You okay?
Yeah. Nothing. I just wanted to do a little research because the next question is very interesting.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
This is from Florindo Delgado.
Oh, great. And a nice Shane avatar holding the tag title. Love everything about the name and the image.
Will Max Dupree be going back to LA Knight? Because there's been a lot of speculation about this.
Okay, I have to tell you, I did not know what a rabid fan base LA Knight has.
Dude,
okay?
Huge.
He has a very aggressive following that really wants to know when the F he's wrestling again.
Yeah.
I don't know. Max Dupree is a stupid name. LA Knight is a stupid name, too. What was wrong with Eli Drake?
You know what? I got used to LA Knight big time. I think he is also a Triple H guy.
Yes.
And why not, right?
Why not?
Why not drop the Max Dupree BS? It's a throwaway wrestling name, right?
Max Dupree?
Yeah, that's calling somebody Johnny Marbles or some shit, where it's all right.
How about Dominic Dijak?
Yeah, right? That's a good question, too. What do they do with him? He's a big guy. He
Dominic
can work.
Dijakovic. Yeah, why? T-Bar is a stupid-ass name. And this guy, by the way, 35 years old. They wasted years off this guy's career. Yeah. It baffles me. on great how you NXT mishandled run. Him. Dude, do you know how tall he is?
6'7"? Big guy.
He's billed at 6'9".
Oh, geez.
I mean, how do you take a guy 6'9", 275, 265, athletic, could move really well, could flip, could do everything. How do you take this guy, name him T-Bar, and put sad boy emo makeup on him?
Yeah, mad dumb. And also the same thing with Mia Yim and whoever was involved with that cluster F.
Hi.
I think this is a very rare thing where I think we're in agreement here where, man, what could have been with Keith Lee if he didn't sign with AEW, right? Keith Lee, I feel like, was one of Triple H's projects again.
Yeah.
And they could have brought those matches to pay-per-views, right? Big pay-per-views. Like, Dijak versus Keith Lee always stole the show.
Dude, every time. Every time. Anywhere. Any building. Mm-hmm. In front of 100 people, in front of 1,000 people, yeah. In front of 10,000 people. It didn't matter. They just great chemistry.
And I do think, like, at some point, Keith Lee would have held the IC belt, the US belt.
Yeah.
And possibly the big belt. You know,
listen,
like,
go
ahead.
I would expect there's going to be a lot of people that go back there once their contracts are over. However, there's going to be a lot of people that you would expect to go back there, and they won't because of the schedule. They like the AEW flow of things.
Yeah.
So it's really going to come down to what works best for you. What do you want in your life?
Yeah.
You know, maybe he wants to go back and tour and do more, and or he wants to take it easy. And he's happy wrestling on TV every other week.
It's also interesting how, like you're saying, like, it's not a knock on AEW or WWE, but it seems like the playing field is a little more open-minded now, where I think we're going to get a lot of folks going back and forth between both companies. You know?
You know,
maybe some guys on the roster. What? Go ahead.
You know what I've seen, and I'm shocked? I don't know if you saw this. There's so much, like, Vince-era WWE fans.
Yeah.
That think Hunter's going to ruin everything and they hate the show and they're dying for Vince to come back because they feel that Hunter and Steph have ruined wrestling.
Weird take.
I'm shocked at that take because it's nothing has really changed. You know what I mean? Like, there's no like major change to anything. You've had debuts. You've had some creative changes. It's like been gradual changes. It's not an overnight 180.
Right.
And there's like a segment of this WWE audience that is like, it's over. It's over. It sucks. Hunter sucks. I want Vince back.
I don't get wrestling fans at all. I think we talk about this every week where it's this combination of kind of like, well, what do people want? What do people think is perfect? Because it's never perfect. You know, it's a show.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You want to do another question?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. This is from Shrikanth. I hope I said that right. Mox versus Punk at All Out. If Punk wins, do you see it making sense from a storyline point of winning the title after 10 days from his loss and injury?
Yes, if the storyline makes sense, then it makes sense storyline-wise. If it doesn't, you know, whatever they do, you know, next week and at the pay-per-view and the week after, you know, those are the things that are going to matter here with the story. I don't know what that story is, so too early for me.
This is from, interesting. I'm not getting all the comments here. It's not going to show up on the screen, but this is from Taylor Cannon, member of the Mad Men family for 2 months. Do you think we see Sasha and Naomi soon?
I would say yes. I would say 100% yes. Yeah. Because, you know, they are doing a lot of appearances together, right? Mm. They went to a premiere together. They did this together. So they're still married as a team.
Yeah.
So I mean, maybe that's the moment. You know, now you have it. Now they show up with their titles.
It would be a good moment, I think. But do you think it's going to happen at Cardiff, or do you think Monday Night Raw? Is the Monday Night Raw going to be a huge deal after the Cardiff show?
I would. Where? Yeah, it's in. Where is that Monday show?
I am not certain.
Kansas City.
Thank you.
There we go.
I would think they would want to make it a big deal. Whatever happens, happen. You know, after whatever happens, they're gonna have to want to make it a big deal. So,
here's another one from Heather. Do you guys see Cameron Grimes getting called up when the draft happens?
It's too much time. If the draft is in, if the draft is after football season, then I don't know. But if it's now, I would say, you know, if you want to present these guys, I really don't know, because I don't know what the plan with NXT is currently, right? Because they're in this weird position where they're going to get an influx of UK talent, obviously.
Yeah.
They are hitting the reset on a lot of things. So I don't know what Hunter's planning here. And I don't think anybody really knows that's covering this.
Interesting. It's going to play out. You know, we'll see it. There's another $4.99 from Ryan Martins here. With Triple H bringing in some of his guys like Road Dogg and Ryan Katz, how many more of his former NXT staff members does he bring back?
Triple H bringing back Ryan Katz? I think, I don't know. I would imagine whoever he thinks is going to be great. I'm curious who he's going to put into major production positions. That's going to be interesting, because that'll give you better idea of what's happening on the production side with Kevin Dunn and that team. A lot is going to change. Tons are going to change.
Shawn Michaels. Let me ask you, so Gargano laid out Austin Theory with a super kick on Monday, right?
Yeah.
Is that officially going to be Gargano's finisher?
No, well, what is it? It's the submission.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just another addition. He does a bunch of super kicks.
Are
you saying like they pass the torch to him to do the super kick?
Exactly.
Interesting. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe. That's good.
Let's see here. Kenny Williams, LDF being called up was great. Santos Escobar took all of them with him to the main roster.
Santos Escobar is great.
Yeah, Santos is awesome. Let's see. This is from Connor. Do we get a Ciampa and Miz split and a DIY reunion to be the ones, no pun intended, to take the titles off the Usos? Listen, that DIY reunion is inevitable, right?
Yeah, 100%.
How would you feel about DIY versus Sammy and Kevin Owens?
I would love it. I would love that. You know, you could do so many cool things with the tag teams now.
I do think we're going to get a lot of cool, like, quote-unquote dream match type things, you know, and I feel like a guy like Sami Zayn is going to be pushed a little bit more than he has been before. Same thing with Kevin Owens, you know, like, does WWE need to rebuild their main event scene, because it's like, it's been untouchable Roman and Brock for ages, right?
Well, you know what they could also do? You know, this is going to be a fun experiment. All those awesome things that they did in NXT 2017, 2018, 2019, right? They could do all of that again.
Mm-hmm.
They could do a ton of that again. Those awesome matches, because a lot of this audience has not been exposed to those. How many of the people that are watching WWE right now, Monday Night Raw or SmackDown, have actually seen the Gargano Ciampa matches? Maybe 30%?
Yeah, that's
35%, maybe? Tops?
Well, the crowd knew who Gargano was, right? And they were in Toronto on Monday?
They're in Toronto, yeah, which is always a good crowd. Which, they were a little quiet this week.
Smart crowd. We also had the Trish thing that we didn't talk about, which I think is interesting. She looks great.
She looks fantastic. Always the best.
Right. Let's see.
Let's do one more.
Yeah. Guys, make it a great question. Here's a kind of related. BC Knight asks, Gargano versus Ciampa at WrestleMania 39.
They could do it. Love to see that. I want to see everything with those guys.
Another one from BC Knight. What is the Warner Brothers Discovery reaction to backstage drama in AEW?
I haven't heard anything about that, but I have been told that it's always dangerous when stuff like that happens, because the you know, you don't want your network partner to lose confidence that you are running a good operation. A lot of the success for AEW had to do with the fact that Tony has a good reputation. And, you know, things were great. People were happy. You were seeing an alternative to pro wrestling. And when you start putting these stories out and they start reading it, you know, Eric Bischoff always says a lot of the problems between WCW and Turner was that they were reading into the gossip too much, right? But the gossip, there was a catalyst there, obviously. It wasn't made up, but those stories affect certain decision-making. I'm not saying that is happening right now, but it can happen. So he needs to kind of make sure a lot of these issues go go away.
Yeah. You want to do one more?
Let's do one more.
This is from Shrikant again. What is your take on the booking of this Moxley title run, which includes title matches with no build or bad build? Question mark.
I don't think it's a bad build. I just think it's you know, the story is that he's a tough guy and he's going to beat you, and he's, you know, that's his thing. You don't need a big storyline here, but I don't know. I think Mox's booking has been really strong as the world's champion. I think
in,
you
in
have
every
positioned
company.
Him in every company. You positioned him as a main guy. he's doing. He's a believable world champion in AEW for sure.
Yeah.
I haven't deep dived into having an issue, I guess. I don't know. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it too. I think he's been book strong for the last couple of years, like big time. I think ever since he left WWE and, you know, was the Death Rider in New Japan, he's been booked extremely strong.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's do one more here.
Okay.
This is from Francesco Fogliano. Amazing name. Do you agree that AEW should tone down their wrestlers wrestling for other companies increases
yes.
injury risk?
Yes, I agree with that. I don't think they should be, you know, there's something to be said about John Moxley going to GCW and, you know, having these matches in GCW. Is it a risk? I mean, we haven't really seen a major injury happen of a major star yet, but when that happens, I'm willing to bet that they will put the kibosh on a lot of this.
Well, knock on wood. Ironically enough, it's like their guys who they signed are the ones who are getting injured. You know, like Adam Cole, Daniel Bryan, Punk.
Hey,
they all got AEW injuries.
Yeah, and here's the other side of this argument, right? Maybe it's a necessity for them. They have to go work in other places because it keeps the body fresh.
Right.
You know, there is an argument to not working a lot and getting injured. A lot of these guys, you know, are getting hurt because they're not working enough.
Right, right. Yeah. And you always hear that, too, where it's like, you know, how many times you've heard Undertaker say, like, I wrestle one match a year and I end up getting more busted up than
wrestling for like
touring.
6 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is very true because your body just, no matter how many times you you train in a ring, like, it's not the same as having a match. You know, your body's very different in training versus having the match. That's part of the reason, you know, but then the argument is, does AEW have to do more shows? Do they have to start touring?
Right.
I don't know.
I think,
I don't know,
like,
how that business survives for them. You know, can they sustain a business of touring without TV? You know, no TV.
The Bucks have never really had like any major injuries, right?
They've been banged up, but no, I can't remember hearing, you know, surgery or anything. But maybe I'm wrong.
You know, it depends on the person too and how I think they take care of themselves, you know.
Yeah.
What do you think? You want to do one more or you think we're done?
You know what? Let's do one more and let's be done.
All right. This is from Connor. What's more likely, a joint WWE/other company pay-per-view or WWE brings in a talent a la Liger in NXT? Like a one-off?
I think a one-off talent would be more likely. It's still, that philosophy of working with other companies, it's still, you know, it's not something that's engraved in that company's culture. So,
yeah.
I don't think... You know, who benefits from it, right? Like, if obviously there's, other than a cool factor, does it benefit WWE to work with another company? And what company would that be?
Exactly. Like, the Liger thing, I think, was the perfect one-off storm, you know, just because, like, he was inducted into the Hall of Fame and he had his one WWE match, modern day, with Tyler Breeze, right? Who else could they do that with? Like, Muda? Maybe
Muda would be great. Putting him in the WWE Hall of Fame would be great. Is he in the Hall
right.
of Fame? No,
I don't think so.
No,
like NWO,
I mean,
Muda?
He should.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you? He's retiring anyway, so I mean, you could have some sort of spot or something. Do something with him.
Exactly
on TV. That'd be cool. All right, I think we're done.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. All
one
right, guys.
One last yeah. notion, maybe
okay.
before we
yes.
go. We're yes. putting this on the screen. There it is. Someone wants to put that into the universe.
I'm into it. Let's do it.
Winnie Chu, Aaron Juzarian versus Billy Starks and Brian Alvarez.
I'm a dirty heel. I'll poke Brian's eyes. Hit him with a low blow. One of these, like a China low blow.
I want to see you and Alvarez wrestle each other.
Oh, okay. You know what? He's an actual wrestler. So, you know, if he could walk me through it, I think we could get through this thing.
I want to see you do Arana.
I could do Arana. I did Arana on you. 1998.
This is like 20 years ago.
Yeah, 20 years ago. I hit you with Arana.
I want to see you do Arana and a standing moonsault.
I could definitely do Arana, okay? My body still bends that way. Standing moonsault, probably not. I'll do like a second rope dive, you know?
Standing moonsault is your finisher, and you know what it's going to be called?
What?
The hair up there.
I love it. Love it. All right, guys, that's it for this week. Love each and every one of you, my babies. See you next time. Take care.
Love you.